He has a lot of pride in who he is and what he does and how he does things, and confidence in himself as a competitor and a football player. And those are all good things, but at the end of the day, the work has got to be put in, and he put in work this offseason, starting with the end of the season last year. So, you know, again, I tip my cap to him, because to say it is one thing, but to do it is another, and that's what separates a lot of people.
Sean McDermott on Keon Coleman there. Mike Shopier, Bulldog, is off today. Thanks for listening. I was off for an hour, but feel good now. Got a crown. You ever have one of those? Has the show ever sounded older? A crown? What's that? Broken tooth? Got around to having basically it sort of, well, a new piece is attached to the piece that's still there. And I have to go back. Didn't quite work all the way, so I have to go back. Those of you watching on YouTube or the Twitch, see how effortlessly I can take a drink of this water? Like it's nothing. 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, if not 2 hours ago, it just goes right down my chin, right down to the floor. It would have been very bad. I said already, it was the number one thing I was sort of kind of freaked out about, thinking about, you know, getting here on time today. So I appreciate being given that extra hour. I've perfected, often it's me making the coffee in the afternoons. So there are the packets up there in the cupboard. And I have perfected biting off the corner of the packet perfectly so that enough of a slit I can tear off and it sort of pours at the perfect speed into the filter. Today I just, out of habit, went to do that. I could not even figure out how to bite. I mean, just nope. So we had to go to plan B on that one, but just perfectly able to do that on a regular basis. It's a talent that goes wasted, mostly. So Trey White was hurt, and who knows? I don't. We don't know yet just what, how bad it is, what he's got, but it's something you didn't want to see. And, you know, the obvious takeaway is, wow, like if he's not healthy, then what? I mean, a lot is kind of riding on him, more than I feel great about, you know, just Trey White. The next phase, or a different angle when thinking about the takeaways, maybe you kind of wondered about that already, with even with Hairston healthy as a rookie. I mean, a lot of fans are probably still scarred by the Elam experience. So what are the Bills in the secondary is one of the bigger questions, and it, I guess, got even bigger today with that injury. I'm almost never somebody to read hard into, you know, camp reports. Like, somebody had a good day. What did they do? They broke up a couple of passes, made a couple of plays. I mean, just not a lot to go with. And when coaches, as almost always happens, are going to give you the positive slant on a guy, it can be hard to really know what coaches are thinking, what the team really has in a particular case. White, as popular as he's been, it's a long shot, I think, for him to come here, come back to Buffalo, and be adequate. I mean, is that a little bit pessimistic sounding? Long shot to be adequate? I kind of felt that way when they did it, that it was a player who I think has a lot of respect among players and could be a depth piece. And then when Hairston went down, we're looking at, well, he's, even before, again, probable week one starter, moves to almost definite, and now who knows. So, I mean, the Bills have had their issues, you know. Other teams would love to trade places with them in these kind of cases, for as well, as good as they've been. But they've gotten away with it. Yesterday, or the day before, I think it might have been Tuesday, we're talking about Bishop on the heels of the game in Chicago, and Sean McDermott spoke on Tuesday morning about, you know, having some concern about what they've got in him, other than Taylor Rapp at safety, what they've got. And a quote or two emerged from 2 years ago when McDermott was talking about Terrell Bernard in the same kind of way. And I can appreciate the effort made to try to maybe calm people down a little bit if they were not calm about Bishop. And, well, you know, coaches talk this way about other guys, and here's Bernard, and Bernard worked out pretty well. But it doesn't really matter to me that's out there, you know, because I think it's reasonable to wonder what the Bills have at safety, and I think it's reasonable to wonder if in the secondary as a whole they might be vulnerable. So will if that's even true, will this be a thing that they can get away with like they've been able to at different positions, losing Milano for long stretches, Douglas last year? Like, their defense did take a step back, but it wasn't like, I mean, they won 13 games. So we don't know, but hopefully White is okay. Just don't have word yet. Sal will join me at 5, and we'll see what he knows. He was there. There are two preseason games tonight, the Steelers at the Panthers and the Patriots at the Giants. The latter of those two games is an Amazon Prime game. The Steelers are favored in Carolina. I saw 5.5. And hey, listen, don't give me that look. I know the point spreads of the preseason games, because when I want to know any sport, pretty much in any situation, when I want to know who's playing today, tonight, it's the betting apps where that's where I'll go. And it's not because I'm so eager to find out how many points the Panthers are getting. I just want to know, like, what's the schedule? You know, you could go to ESPN.com for that. You could have NFL app or something, or I don't know if we have that, but that's where I think to go to find out the schedule. Even like Pro Football Reference, which is going to be up on my computer 24/7, 365. It's not as easy to find it. So that's why I know the spreads there. Why was I even defensive about that? Pittsburgh at Carolina at 7, Pittsburgh by 5.5, and the Giants are 6.5-point favorites at home against New England. Is that Jackson Dart? I don't know. Are we getting Jackson Dart again? Is he done enough to not need to play in this game? It's the last one, so you're going to play the last guys on your depth chart, I think, mostly. But he's also a rookie, and I could see the argument, you know, this is always there to get him more action. It doesn't look like, by the spread, that New England is expected to do much with their lineup tonight. There were a couple of trades yesterday, wide receiver trades. I mean, absolute depth, deep dive names. Devon Vele, traded by Denver to New Orleans, was one. The Saints trade a fourth-round pick for a 28-year-old backup receiver named Devon Vele from Denver. And the Saints have, I think, definitively become the team in the NFL that does the stupidest things. Whether that's their draft picks, contracts, you know, extending guys past their prime. The Saints have become that team. They have yet to bottom out in the standings, really. They might do that this year. They're expected to be one of the two or three worst teams in the NFL. But just, I can't tell you what I would sound like if the Bills were to trade a fourth-round pick for this player. And, you know, this is an environment where we're always holding out hope that the Bills are going to go add a receiver, but this is just not how I would do it. And, you know, it's not even a good comparison, the Bills, because they're trying to win. And the Saints could be trying to win, but they seem really far away. And why you would trade a draft pick, you'd want to do the opposite of this if you're a team projected to be among the worst in the NFL, not trade for, I mean, 28 years old. That is a weird one. Mike Shope here at 803-0550. Sal joins me at 5. This is WGR.